Hold on, I got to respond to this guy.
Is it Mike?
No.
It's a Grindr.
We exchanged numbers. We're like, oh, you've been divorced? I've been divorced. Let's be friends.
Let's have casual sex.
Me and Mike?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's fuck.
Did you say something about Grindr?
This dude is...
Yeah, Jonah made up this whole story about this Mike guy, and it's really just some dude.
I am gay. I am officially gay.
Well, you know we would be supportive.
Specifically for, like, early to mid 50-year-old divorcees.
Divorce douches. Look, I get it. It's really funny because scrolling through the dating apps, I am, you know, before, like, so... Diego, a little educational. I'm on Bumble. So, like, the first thing you know, you just see the picture, right? You don't see any information. You have to scroll down. Just based on the pictures, I am almost 100% attracted to conservative Christian men. I'm like, oh, wow, he's kind of cute. Let me scroll down. Ah, God damn it. Literally, every time I think that a man is, like, mildly attractive, they are a conservative Christian man.
Is it like, is it the beard? Like, what is it about? Yeah, what's the look? What's
usually the look? Bearded, a little bit bulky, maybe a hat. I'm like, God, I am. I'm either just like a product of my, you know, my upbringing, or I'm just so basic, which is probably both of those things. I'm like, ooh, a beard and some muscle. That's cool.
Anyway. That's funny.
All right, let's start this officially. Somebody go ahead and do an introduction of some kind.
I'm Rachel, and I'm drinking Dolce wine. It's, I guess, some kind of wine. I don't really know what kind it is.
It's sweet berry wine.
It is very, very sweet, yeah. I think I'm done for the evening. It's so sweet.
Sugary.
It is. It's going to hit me at about 2 a.m. My stomach's going to be like, the fuck?
I'm Jonah, and I'm drinking water.
Ew.
What?
Yeah.
You're still on the
I don't have any beer in the house.
Whoa.
God bless. You really are on a health kick.
Trust. I am. I have gone more days without drinking this week than drinking so far.
I'm speechless. I don't even know what to say about
that. I am too. I don't know what's going on. I always feel like I'm about to die.
It kind of sounds like Ezra's picking up the slack though.
He has sober days.
Does he?
Yeah, definitely. He marks them on the calendar with little check marks.
Is there a certain amount he has to achieve a month?
I don't know what his system is, but according to him, it's working.
What's your system?
Don't buy beer.
That's a good system.
The system is, it used to be like, oh, I'm running low, so I'll pick it up tomorrow. And now it's like, I'm just going to go straight home. If I don't have it, I can't drink it, right?
It's true.
So what, and we then, can blame this episode failing on you.
Yes. Well, you can blame every episode failing on me. That's fine. All right.
No, there are definitely some that I can tell that either I wasn't drinking or I hit my peak too early. And I can just hear it in my voice that I'm just like, I'm not funny. I'm dragging. I'm whatever. I can tell.
I got tequila right here.
Uh oh.
Garage liquor. Never lets you down. Well, shit. I'm gonna have to have some.
I mean, cheers.
When in garage. All right. Who are the last?
I'm Diego.
Very special guest.
Yeah. Thank you. It's good to be here. I'm drinking a mostly ice with some Coke and a tiny bit of rum.
A little dash of rum. dried rum. It comes in little
packets. You know, I recently, I don't know what the right word is, noticed, I guess, become aware of. I just can't drink anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I never was I never drank much.
Oh, you were a huge boozer. I remember. Constantly
come blasted. To class wasted. I can't even drink the little bit that I used to drink anymore.
Yeah.
Cause
does it upset your stomach?
A little bit. Like the next morning I just wake up with like a slight headache, just feeling a little bit off. And you know, it's just I don't really care about drinking. So yeah. it's not really worth it.
I think you're starting too late. You gotta start around, you know, 9, 10 in the morning.
And then That's true.
You're doing it wrong, brother.
I mean, I'm sure that I have never had any tolerance for it. So
it's something you know. You build.
I never got there. So
cheers to that.
So I'm doing it for the gulpers tonight, but otherwise
they appreciate your sacrifice. You know, gulpers, just let us know how appreciative of Diego's sacrifice you are by calling us at 574-675-1850 or email us at solidgulp@gmail.com. I did post last week's episode on Reddit, so you can link through there if that's your steez.
Wow, yeah. we are going to explode.
I saw someone else post on Reddit on our Solid Gulp page.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did they post?
Also you?
No, it was someone.
A stranger.
Well, I don't know if it's a stranger.
I mean, a gulper.
Maybe. Well, I don't know if it's a gulper. Who is this? These folks, their name is Slow Yogurt 5820.
All right.
Who is that?
That might be me. I have yogurt in my name.
That's you.
But I did not post this last week. So unless
no, you didn't. You posted something that says the ep where Jonah finally gets laid. Do you remember doing that?
I do not. What was that in reference to? Just a random comment? Was it in reference to an ep?
It was 5 months ago. That's all that's it. That's all it is. The ep where Jonah finally gets laid, ... And then there's nothing.
Well, it was a great episode, I guess. I don't know. That's 5 months ago. Shit. I mean,
it didn't sound like someone posted like yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. This past week.
I did. Oh, actually, you know what? Oh, it doesn't matter, really. I was thinking, like, we're live on, since I'm on Reddit, the Solid Gulp Lounge is live. I was like, hey, join us live for the show on Reddit. Like, we recorded. You can't do that.
That doesn't make much sense. Makes a little bit of sense, but not much.
No sense. Anyways.
Sense in this show.
Do you ever feel like we don't thank our listeners enough?
I think that a lot, yeah.
No.
Well, Diego.
Diego is not a listener, so how would you know?
If we were more appreciative of our listeners, would you listen?
That's a hard question.
What if we gave out prizes? Would you listen?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Depends on what the prize is.
Yeah. Oh, we got to start doing prizes.
Merch.
Well, nobody's going to buy our merch. We just
give them out as prizes. You just have prizes. We'll give up.
Okay.
Prizes. Do we have merch?
This week's prize.
I still have my t-shirt from college. Give that out.
Merch. Oh, that.
Oh, I think I still have mine.
No, I can't give that away.
That's a keepsake.
That is a keepsake. That and the Carl shirt.
I don't have the Carl shirt anymore.
That Carl shirt was probably the softest shirt I've ever had.
Right? And it was a V-neck.
It's a great shirt.
True.
I don't have any V-neck. Like, oh, is that John Lennon? And I was like,
this guy, if this guy changed the world, it would fall into a state of disarray and micro management to the nth degree.
Oh, what was his last name? Carl what?
Acker. Carl Acker. Thanks for listening to the show, right? Carl. We love you.
Carl, one time Jonah made a shirt.
We hate you.
And you thought it was because we loved you.
We didn't. We hated you.
Adored you. And it was actually a really bullying move.
Dude, it was kind of a dick move to do that.
It was, but...
But it was awesome.
It was a great shirt. It was a great shirt.
It was a great shirt. It really was. All right. So I'm gonna try this again.
Diego.
Sorry, I just
what'd you
I
think?
Just love the fact, I just love the fact that he thought we made it because we liked him.
We're all celebrating him that we would put like why would you ever somebody ever puts my face on a shirt? My reaction is like the fuck?
For it our listeners, for our listeners' context, in college, our dorm RA Carl was a complete asshole. If you haven't already figured that out, and to celebrate,
he was like the nicest asshole ever.
Yeah, the worst kind. If you're gonna be an asshole, just be a fucking asshole.
Yeah, he was all passive aggro about it.
He was just so and so like religious about it.
Do you have like a little anecdote you could tell about an interaction or something about Carl? Just to flesh him out as a human being.
The overarching thing about Carl was this is the thing that got me. I didn't mind Carl. I thought he was weird and I thought I didn't want to necessarily be like, you know, close to him, but I was fine interacting with him. It was the fact that he would chastise, what do they call Philip? That one Philip?
Philip Ermish or the curly, curly hair?
No. The one who was dating Philip,
his girlfriend.
Oh, that he stole his fucking girlfriend. Oh,
God. what did y'all call him? That Philip.
Philip?
I don't remember.
I called him Philip.
There was a name. There was always a name. Also, context for listeners, the college we went to was really just a very strange place to be. But yeah, it was that he, you know, was like chastising Philip for like spending whatever time with his girlfriend, Sarah, and then went and like prayed with Sarah privately, quote unquote, had prayer sessions. I don't know, man. I don't know. Fucked. And then they got together and got married and had babies.
Oh, that's so gross.
It was.
I remember, I haven't thought of this in a while, but I remember when that was all going down. I remember seeing Philip blast out of the door, like the back door of the dorm, in a dead sprint. And he would just sprint as far, like out of sight, running the whole time, just out of pure frustration, I'm sure. Or like anger and sadness, and like a storm cloud was following him the whole time. You just, that poor. Sweet. Like that dude was cool as shit.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. You know, I feel like though, I kind of feel like he dodged a bullet a little bit by, not ending up with Sarah.
Yeah. He probably should have ended up with Carl. That probably would have been.
I would never put that on him.
Yeah. Anyways, wow. Speaking of dating, I heard that Rachel has some content.
Yeah, I got some content. Hold on, let's see.
I'm so excited about this content.
Well, I've saved a few. So here's kind of, there's like a two-parter to this.
Ooh.
There's a few, man, I don't think I saved as many as I thought I had saved. There's a few profiles, dating profiles that I saved that I just thought were good. And then I'm going to go through live.
Live on the air.
Go, live on the air.
Join us.
Go through some Bumble swiping and just kind of process through what these profiles
This is great. So the what first if you find one... your true love on the show?
Oh, wow.
Wow. God, that would be magic. It would be here live. Okay, so here we go. So I don't, here's my one thing. It's like, I'm not about to bash how anybody, their appearance, anything like that. What I will do though is bash how bad people are about taking pictures or like choosing a picture of themselves or like, you know, but anyway, that's a side point. Okay. This is just information. So this is Carrie. He's 52.
And this is a man.
Job, yes. These are all men. Under the job category, it says, I have one. Under the education category, he says, I'm educated too. Okay, well, that's good. Now, the about me section, he says, straight, 50-ish, 420 friendly. Okay, cool.
50-ish?
50-ish, yeah. I don't know why we can't. The profile already says he's 52, so I don't know why. I don't
he know doesn't he know that.
No, it says, looking to fill and fulfill. Looking to fill and fulfill. Younger women with daddy issues, married/attached women who aren't getting it, couples looking for a hung third, student question mark? That's like a part of that same sentence. Need to pay a bill question mark? Eggplant emoji, tongue emoji, peach emoji, DTF.
Wow.
Holy shit.
No.
Student?
So that's scary.
Maybe? Maybe? I don't know. Are we talking college, high school, middle school? Is this guy a rapist? Is he a pedophile?
I just like the first that the first thing he says is he wants to fill girls with daddy issues.
Fill and fulfill. It's really very generous, Diego.
I would love to fill you with daddy issues.
Okay, so next we have Matt.
Punctuation, folks. It's vital.
It really is, and was not. It was underutilized in this situation.
I mean, I don't know if there's any way to rescue that bio.
Right, exactly.
You have to change your name. I mean, his name is Carrie with a K.
Yeah, K-E-R-Y.
Bro,
yeah,
you got to change your name. At least so, spell it with an X-C-H. Cherry, Carrie,
Cherry. A Q or something.
A Q. Carrie with a Q.
Like a query.
Query.
Quarry.
I have a query. query.
So, okay, so next we have Matt. He's 47. Okay.
Matthew.
He's generous with words here.
I like
he
this
says,
guy.
About me, he says, get to know me or don't. I don't care.
Wow.
Okay.
To the point, straight.
Good. Keeping it open.
Yep. He's mysterious. Okay, women love mystery. Mystery.
Yeah, did that attract you to him, Rachel?
Instantly.
For sure, yeah. Bio? Like we've already been on 7 dates, so.
in half a day.
Did he fill you with the yeah.
Okay, so next there's Aaron. He's 40.
Aaron.
He gives his Instagram account. He gives his TikTok, which is SexyBeast112, if anybody would like to hook up with him.
That's
and he
code.
Says, it's got to be. I don't know what it's code for, but he says, I'm looking for something long term. Oh, okay, cool. I love to enjoy and have a passion for animal and nature. Dancing, music, and champagne makes me happy. I'm a great listener that enjoy meditation and being healthy. Now, here's the part that got me.
If none of that did,
my biggest peeve, P-E-P-E-E-V-E.
Wait, do that.
P-E.
P-E.
P-E-P-E-E-V-E.
Peeve.
Peeve.
Okay.
Do you think that's how he says it?
It's like he thinks, I don't know, maybe he is not, maybe English is a second language. I'm not going to make fun of somebody.
His name is Aaron, okay? English is definitely his first language.
Well, he could have made up a name. I do.
Wait, what was his name?
Aaron.
Aaron.
Yeah.
Like with an E.
No, with an A. A-A-R-O-N.
Double A.
This is a man.
Yeah. So I immediately sent that to my sister naturally. Okay, so those are the ones I saved. I'll try to save more. Sweat. But like when I'm like scrolling, I'm just so like, I hate men, I hate men, I hate men, I hate men.
Right.
So I forget that I'm like, oh yeah, I'm trying to like look and save some of these. So we'll get on the old Bumble. Okay, here's Bumble. Okay, who we got?
Oh, that's a good looking man.
We got Corey, 45.
With a K? So,
no, with a C. Truck driver. Okay.
That's a
now
admirable job.
Here he starts out with all caps, and it says, where are the ladies that know how to treat a man?
Where are they at? I've been asking the same question my whole life.
New to Houston from Chicago. Romantic. I love to travel. I'm very spontaneous. Let's meet. Looking for a long-term relationship and friends. I own my own business, so I don't have time for BS. I love my women aggressive and dominant.
Hmm. He's a cuck.
He, if I could eat only one meal for the rest of my life, it would be
pussy.
Any guesses?
Pussy.
Seafood. Close. The favorite quality in a person, their smile, T-H-E-R-E, smile.
T-H-E-R-E. There it is. That's yeah. Your smile.
Their smile.
Their smile. Perfect first date, ice cream and talk. I'm lactose intolerant. That's my only reason I'm going to left swipe him.
Ice cream on top?
And talk.
And talk.
He's going to eat the ice cream and talk. Yeah.
He can have the ice cream. You can talk.
You can feed him
That's true.
Yeah.
Spoon it. Ooh. He likes that.
Oh, wow.
And then you
okay.
smack him in the face.
This is a good one.
Yeah,
this is Gary, 59. Gary is a former investigator, polygraph examiner. All right, now let me just give you a little visual.
Gary. Oof.
Okay.
Scary Gary.
Why are all these men old?
She has her age limits.
Yeah, my age is like 35 or something to 60. I don't give a shit anymore.
totally given up.
I'm a 59.
For old men?
Definitely older. I like 40s is probably my preference. 50s is fine.
Hmm.
Yeah, sorry, Diego. We're too young.
I've had sex with a dude in his 60s. Yeah.
Was that good? Was he good? I mean.
No, he could not get hard. But, yeah. He was super sweet. We had a good time, so it really wasn't a bad deal. He brought me really good pizza and really good wine. So, overall, great experience.
Five stars.
I would give it a 4, but, you know.
That last little star just can't quite
get nothing.
It's trying.
Y'all can't be mean about it because it's gonna be you, fuckers.
Could already be us. You don't know.
Yeah, I don't even care. My dick hasn't been hard in weeks.
I mean, last
other than yep, when you used the bidet.
Up until this afternoon.
Right.
What happened this afternoon?
You and Mike.
Oh, right. Yeah, Mike. I forgot about Mike. Sure. God, he's almost he's as forgetful as his jokes. Can't remember.
Apparently. Okay, let's see. So, here's if you just need like a follow-up visual.
Scary Gary.
Okay. So here's what he says about me.
A little bit.
Oh, God, don't ever say that. Woody Harrelson's a hottie.
How dare you?
Smash Woody Harrelson. I'm a 59-year-old retired but active gentleman. I try to be a friend. I try to be a friend with everyone I know and meet. I've been spending a lot of time looking for a good woman in my life, but haven't been successful. But I'm confident that will change in the near future. It's my passion. Okay,
to find
a
good woman.
Wait, what is that? That's his passion.
His passion is finding a good woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gary!
It's a winner.
You can do it, Gary. Okay.
It's a winner.
Let's see. Oh, here's a good answer. I do appreciate this. So let's break dating stereotypes by, so that's the prompt.
Throw them out the window.
Recognizing that an older man is a suitable match for a younger woman because he has had a lot of experience with women in his life and knows how to treat them. Ooh, Gary. Oh, my.
This is like a dissertation. Like he's.
Oh, God. Oh, wait a minute. Perfect first date. Whew. Okay. Would be to meet the lady at her residence and have a talk getting to teach no other a little bit better. I would take her out to dinner at a nice restaurant. What?
Oh, God.
What word did you actually want? Getting to teach no other a little bit better. That's okay.
Teach no
other. Probably means getting to know each other.
He's only 6 miles away from me right now, guys. This is terrifying.
We should go ask him.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna find him.
What the hell were you trying to say, bud?
Well,
we don't know.
Because if I know, I might right swipe on you.
Oh, so I just remembered.
Sound effects, Jenna.
I'll give you more sound effects. I just remembered another creepy thing about Mike, the golfer.
Oh, good.
As we're talking about dating, yeah.
He was talking about being on. I was like, so you doing the Tinder stuff? Because he was talking about dating. I was like, what do you do, Tinder? He's like, oh. And then he just started listing off every dating app. And then he got into like, okay, Cupid. He may have said Christian Mingle. I don't know.
Probably.
He said, so he's like, so I'm texting this chick for like a week. And I knew her name. He looked her up, found where she lived, and then and in his mind, he clearly thought this was like the best idea ever. He showed up at her house unannounced as a surprise for their first date in person. They had not met in person yet.
Terrifying.
I don't know what should I have said? What I did say was like, oh, yeah, that's generally frowned upon.
that's a fair answer.
Well, like, bro, like, and he's like, and she was not happy to see me. Really?
Yeah, no shit. No.
Really?
Really?
Mike, dude.
Come on, Mike.
You're better than this, I hope. Oh, my God, I don't.
Didn't even occur to him that he was being a stalker.
Yeah. That was absolutely terrifying. Let's see what we got next. Okay, let's do Tom 46.
Tomas. Tom 26.
He says, I lived in New Orleans for 13 years before moving to NC. Three pets, 14-year-old lab hound.
Okay.
And two cats, all rescues. Love the mountains. I'm not into a lot of screen time, so if we match, I prefer to meet up after some messaging to see if we can get any. Okay, here's the deal with that, because a lot of guys have this in there. Like, I don't want to, you know, just flirt over
you
text.
Chat.
Or I don't want to whatever. I don't want to whatever. Dude, what you're saying underneath it all is, like, you're trying to see if this girl physically is, you know, what you're wanting before you, quote-unquote, waste time being nice to her.
Is that unfair?
Absolutely. Yes, because like you said in that example with Mike, it's like women need time to actually feel, kind of suss it out, feel if it's safe.
This is true.
Get murdered or not.
This is true.
You're trying to come in and be like, now you can do, like, I'll say, well, let's have a virtual date. Let's do, you know, like, let's do a video chat. That's fine. It's safe for me. And you also, like, there is some level of, you know, whatever.
Here's my thing. Something I've noticed. Women cloak what they look like on dating apps. Not all of them, but some of them do. They've been able to figure out how to flout the algorithm and the fucking camera, and they're able to angle shit to like people, like I would say 95% of the women that I have met up with in person look vastly different in person than they do on their dating profile images.
Yeah, but that's a personal issue because you are not investigative enough, okay? You've got to learn.
I'm not creepy. What can I say?
I'm not saying about your that. Fault, I'm just saying, Jonah. Looking at a picture, you should be able to say that's angled or that's filtered or that's whatever. Like, what? I can what? Tell from any dude's profile, oh, that picture was taken 15 years ago. This is not a current picture.
None what are you doing? What are you doing? Like a fucking CSI job on their images? Like forensic imagery?
No, you literally just look at their profile and like have a ounce of intelligence.
Oh.
Wow. that's brutal.
Smash.
But men don't.
That's straight to the heart, Rachel.
It's not just you, though. See, that's the thing. And then men, like, bitch about it. And it's like, dude, it'd be the same thing if I went for one of those dudes who literally had pictures from, like, high school and they're now 48. And I'm like, oh, you don't look.
But I don't do that.
Well, no, I don't do that shit either. I literally, my profile pictures are, let's see. We'll do a quick scan just for integrity's sake.
See, I don't think dating apps are meant for us.
Okay.
As in us specifically.
Cute, right? I've got yes. some makeup on. Like, that's cute. That's a nice
one. Oh, you don't still have that piercing. Uh-oh.
Yes, I do. Okay, then here's me. No makeup. Just doing
with your tongue
workout.
Out. That's sexual.
Yeah. Okay.
Inviting.
Makeup, whatever. Okay, no makeup. Just me with my glasses on. Hanging out.
Oh, that's a good picture. You look like Kate Nash.
Oh, hell yeah.
15
right.
years
ago. But I'm
just
ago. Saying, it's balanced, okay? I've got, you know, I'm like, there's no point.
We'll
if
say,
you
in that picture, you look like Kate Nash now the way she did 15 years ago. It's supposed to be a compliment.
Wait, do I look like Kate Nash now or 15 years ago?
You look like Kate Nash. You now... At this moment, look the way Kate Nash did 15 years ago.
Okay, well, I'll take any Kate Nash, really. So I'm not.
Wait, is Kate Nash old?
No, she's our age.
Yeah, I'd probably look is like
she?
Kate Nash.
Oh, wow, moment. She is. She's 35.
Yeah, she's our age. I always had a thing for Kate Nash.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, the yep. bangs. Yep,
it's
yep.
the bangs. Oh, yeah, God, yeah. Every our listeners know very well our feelings on
your
bangs.
We've done a whole episode on it. Let's not go back to that.
No, I'm not yep. talking about bangs.
She's a way cutie though. But yeah, I like to give a holistic view of like, yeah, you know, I can look like this when I made up, but when I'm working out, like or whatever. I don't look like yeah. that shit. So if you're not interested in both of those realities, like, go ahead on.
I have trouble because I can't. I can't do selfies. Nah, ain't happening. I hate
can.
Selfies.
Yeah,
I don't,
they're terrible.
I don't,
yeah,
I don't like.
But
them.
I mean, anyway, I'm gonna stop. Oh, here we go. Oh no information. No.
Get another good one in there.
Yeah, I'm going to try to. Oh, God. I mean, just this picture. I just need to show you guys. There's no information, but just, like, the shorts.
It's a good-looking dude. You're wearing
no,
boat shoes?
This is your problem. This is your problem. You think that's a good-looking dude, and you would swipe on him.
Nah, I thought
I would fuck that dude. Man.
Yeah.
No.
He's got kind of like a George Clooney vibe. I'm not saying
no,
he looks like George Clooney, but he's got that vibe.
Yeah.
Man, I was potentially swiping right like on this guy, Ryan, 37, but, and it, here's his about me, says, mosquitoes love me. Why? Because I'm sweet. Most likely to jump in the bear exhibit at the zoo. Well, this is getting a little weird, but least likely to go to bed at a reasonable time. Okay, whatever. So then,
what is this, a
like
20
a prompt.
Questions?
No, this just is about me. But then there's like a prompt that says it's like blank, sinking blank,
yes.
sinking blank. So his is a Joanna to go with my chip. Nope. That's what
Who is that? What is that? I don't get it.
those people on HGTV, that annoying ass couple who neither of them are professional.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, like, you lost me at reality TV. You're done.
I don't love them.
Okay. I've been thinking about this a lot. And compatibility wise, there's one thing that I think would maybe work. Okay. And it for me, I'm not saying this is a blanket statement for all people, but for me, I think the big one is musical compatibility. I feel like there's the person that I would get along with the best is the person that I cannot stop talking and listening about music with, because that's like one of my biggest passions. So it's like if the type of person that if I met and she were to say like, I love Sufjan Stevens, I love Joanna Newsom, like these, like if we were to have, because music is such a it's such an emotional thing, and since I probably have trouble expressing emotions, I feel like if I were to connect with someone over music, and like we had this like back and forth where we're like, oh shit, you like them, I like them, but then check this out. Oh, I've never heard of them, I love that. And then they're like, check this out, and I've never heard of them. And we're like this full back and forth. I feel like I've never had that connection. So I may be idealizing this or romanticizing it. But you think so?
I think, yes, if that could be like initial attraction, but I think you would get blindsided by it and you'd be like, this is it. This is, I've hit the lottery. What the fuck do you say? And then you would like all of a sudden be in the same situation where she like lives with you 2 weeks later.
No.
Yeah, this has got to be more than just a music compatibility. Yes, wouldn't necessarily have to have. You know, like, it's not like she has to be into motorcycles or into...
No, what I'm saying is, threes, but. I feel like if we connected over music, I think... I could be wrong, because I'm not a music theologian-ologist type, but I feel like the people that I resonate with on, like, a deep level, generally, we, like, identify similarly in musical taste.
Yeah.
So I may be projecting this, but it seems like if someone was into like a very similar thread of musical taste as I am, we would probably be similar people.
I mean, sure. Yeah.
Maybe not. I'm probably wrong. All right. Moving on.
Yeah. I don't. Well, I just think, yes, that could be a very important.
Fuck. Component. I just never met a woman that loves Sufjan Stevens the way I do.
Well,
who have you dated who had the most similar musical?
Yeah, that's a good
you?
Question.
Take a guess.
Anna.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think you guys were really that incompatible. I think
we weren't.
I think you guys were just not mature.
I think marriage is just hard.
Yeah.
Ugh, gross.
What?
She said gross. Marriage.
I know why.
Because I don't want that.
I don't want marriage, but I want that.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, it's not necessarily that you were incompatible. It's just living with someone and, yeah, you know, being with someone is just really hard.
Mm-hmm. And I salute everyone that does it. Like, it, yeah.
That fucks around?
No. Yes. Yes, I salute that. I salute everything. You should see me. I'm constantly just, oh my God, salute. Everyone, yeah. Like, something is, that's why people think I'm mentally unstable. Which they would not be wrong.
Yeah.
Well, man. I think if you it's guys tough. For some reason got through that,
we could have been great.
Even I.
Well,
but
I'm gonna call Anna right after this.
She'll bring you some more meat.
Sticks. I mean, yeah, she gave you tax.
Jonah,
what does that mean?
It means she's trying to stay connected. I mean, like in a basic sense, she's trying to stay connected to you. I just find it very weird. Like before I saw the picture and I just read the message or something, you know, I was thinking like, oh, like someone had made jerky or like it was some sort of special meat. But
no.
It was not.
I mean, in a way it was a special meat because she knew that it was something that I liked.
Could you get that at any grocery store?
I've never seen it. But maybe. I've never looked for it. I don't. She said that she was at the store and she saw it and she thought of me. So she got it. And
it is knowing Anna in a very limited sense. It's coming from like a sweet
place. Yeah.
I don't have.
And that's how I took it. Like she wasn't trying to like hang around or anything. I think she just wanted to deliver that, say hello, and then be on her way. Her short little merry way.
Yeah, she. I think she needs to know that things, like, you're not pissed at her. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, okay, let me come bring in these meat sticks. If he's like, well, fuck you, bitch.
Then, a little peace offering.
It's kind of like, let me just check in. I can't, because I doubt that. Like, obviously, like, when you do some shit like that, like, you got to live with that, and that's shitty.
I do remember. She did call me. It was a while after we were finally like apart and she like apologized again. She said that was a shitty thing to do. And I don't think I ever responded to that.
Yeah. Well, most likely
what did she did.
What did she do?
Kieran.
Wait, do you not know what happened?
I guess not.
Holy shit.
I mean, maybe you told me and I just don't remember.
Oh yeah. Basically, in a nutshell, she cheated on me, but.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
With some weirdo, weirdo.
Yeah.
That is creepy cult-y really changes weirdo. Things.
Yeah. Well, it shouldn't change much because like the full context, because like you said, marriage is tough. Relationships are tough. They're complex. So there's a lot more going on than just like, oh, she cheated on me. Like, nah, maybe. there was a whole shitload of events and like happenstances and whatevers that took place that led up to the cheating, you know, cha-ching. It worked out. It worked out for her.
Yeah, but I bet she's like dated since then and is like there's something that's like, oh shit, like Jonah actually was pretty decent. Because I
yeah, probably
you be like,
oh
you
my
guys
god
have had limited experience Stop. On the dating
that's
app
not
situation.
We there's no way we can know that. That's pure speculation.
I mean, I'm a pretty good speculator.
You usually are pretty close, if not spot on.
I'm just saying this based, not even really based about Anna, just based on the experience, my experience of dating men, and it's just a fucking dumpster
nightmare.
Fire. Yeah.
Why have you never become a therapist?
This sounds terrible.
Sounds terrible. I think you would make a great therapist.
Well, that's nice to say. I mean, I have a therapist.
You too, Diego. You'd be a great listener.
That's all.
I think you're both very insightful, and I think that's why I can't like. Don't leave me.
Rid of us. Attachment issues. But plus you would also have to like go out and make a new friend, which you tried with
I'm
Mike
not gonna
today.
Do that.
Yeah.
I didn't even try that. Mike just bared his soul.
Yeah, you're one of those people who just like I imagine like Kyle in that instance, like he attached to you. It's like, that's how I did. I'm sure. I mean, Diego's super low key, but I was just like,
we were roommates. We had no choice but to attach.
Like you did not like me at all. That I was only that's friends not with Diego.
True. That's not true.
No, it's
you
not.
You were such a fucking weirdo. Would not literally would not speak to me.
That was because you're a female, not because I didn't like you.
Yeah, but I'm fucking hilarious.
I fully agree. And that's why we're friends.
I had to work hard. I had to work hard at that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I make people work for it. You
know what I mean? I did. I don't know when the breakthrough happened, but
and then it finally happened and they're disappointed. They're like, what the fuck? What?
Yeah,
like, I worked that hard for this.
Right. Yeah. See?
This is a man of mystery and now it's just like an empty void.
You were better when I didn't know you.
always. That is so accurate. That sums up our dating, you know, episode here is like everybody's better.
Everybody's better. The grass is always greener. Settle.
Marriage
settle, 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 settle.
Look, that's the conversation I had with this one dude. So we were messaging back and forth, and he was like going on about he had like divorced his wife or they were separated, whatever. I don't know. So he was like, he was saying how like now he's looking for, you know, all these things. And I was kind of like, yeah, I was hesitant to talk to him anyway because this was like his first long relationship. He just got separated. I'm like, you don't know. You don't even know. And he's like listing all these specifics. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I said, I think you can decide one of two things. You can decide I'm going to wait however long it takes to find exactly what I'm looking for. And your goal is that, or you can say my goal is to find a wife, find a spouse, find whatever. And you can't have both. So like, you got to figure out which one, and both of them require sacrifices and both of them require whatever. But like you're wanting to do both of those things. He was like, well, I was like, I just don't think it's smart to set your goal on like, my goal is to be in a relationship. Like, I was just saying, I don't think that's smart. I think your goal should be something around yourself. Like, I want, you know, maybe like a big goal. Like, I want to live in peace. I want my life to be very peaceful. And then, you know, when something comes into your life that disrupts that peace, you're like, get the fuck out. Like, this is not a part of it. Or if you want your goal to be, you know, I want to see what's going on about how he's in therapy and working on shit. It's like, okay, that's cool. Like, maybe your goal is to be the best version of you. Well, that's great because you have control over that. You can attain that. But the thing you can't attain is, like, you can, but, like, you'll be in a relationship with somebody who will end up being just like your ex.
You need a solid goal.
You need a solid goal.
No, I agree. We're creatures of habit. We fall into repetitive, self-destructive habits, and you know,
yeah,
that's what we do.
It's a real fucking bummer too. It's when you're trying to break it. Like when you're really trying to break it.
Why couldn't I have just been born a fucking monkey or a lemur? Or
a cat
or a humpback whale, they live a long time. Or like a tortoise.
Yeah.
They live like
or a mayfly.
How long do they live?
Like 2 days.
That sounds pretty
good. Get it over with, you know?
That's nice. Yeah, that does sound nice.
To get it over with and move on.
What's the suicide hotline now? 811-988-2-988. If you're considering suicide, don't do it.
Yeah,
or do it.
Exactly
or do it. I don't care.
I mean,
salute.
My friend was talking about mom and just talking about, you know, telling her, you know, mom, you know, takes her religion as like a, you know, it's
a comfort.
It's comforting. Yeah. Like, okay, when she dies or whatever. And I was saying, I was like, man, the thought of living forever is absolutely terrifying. Like, I just want to die and I want that to be it. And she was like, She was like, okay, one suicidal ideation comment down. If you make three, we're calling somebody.
No.
I think I'm good.
That doesn't count.
I've thought about that.
That's what, I don't think so either. I'm like, no, the thought of just like going on forever.
It sounds awesome. Awesome. No, it doesn't. Yeah, it does.
Sounds so exhausting.
No, that's
because if you got to choose, though, if you got to say at this point, like, I'm going to push this button and I'm out.
How would our lives change if we knew that we were never going to die?
Be pretty different.
Throw that up in the brain goo and like rattle it around for a little bit. Like, dude, that would be.
I might have to pay off my student loans.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't have to. No, what's going to happen? If you live Nothing's going to happen. Dude,
just because you can't die doesn't mean you can't be miserable.
I propose that if we live forever, there would be a lot of orgies. Like, a lot.
Wait, do we not age either? I mean, we could be,
I mean, we can
talk about more, infinitely more decrepit.
No, I don't think
you can get it up.
I don't. I'm not interested in determining like what the rules are for living forever. I don't know, but like,
I mean, that changes things.
It does change things. It does. That's true.
It does, for sure.
Let's say like you'll never have an issue with your basic needs: food, water, shelter, and then we can throw in propagation and like having sex because that's kind of important. But the other thing is,
nobody's wiping your ass. And now that you're still able to fuck.
Yeah, but then also I think this is a whole thing, and maybe we can theorize about this. Because if we could fuck and we don't die, then there would be too many humans eventually. And then we'd have to deal with that. So we'd have to probably
mandatory vasectomies.
Well, yeah. Or maybe in that world, well, then you'd have to have like a finite number of people.
Women go through menopause. I mean, you can't. I mean, like the dudes are as in real life, the dudes are the problem.
Yes.
In this, procreation conversation. It's not the women. Like, we tap out after we're, 53 all right. or something.
Get rid of procreation, then. No fucking. No fucking. Nobody has sex. But
that's how this started, I thought.
That's how it started. That's not how it ended. But.
Just a little it suspense. Just,
I, from my personal view... I don't really see an afterlife existence after death as a tangible thing that I can associate with consciousness. So it's like I've had conversations with people and I've had these thoughts myself that gave me comfort for a time where it's like, oh, sure. We're all stardust. We're all fucking the same shit. And yeah, you die, but you're still here because energy is, you can't lose. That doesn't matter. I'm not going to be conscious. I'm going to be fucking dead. So it's like, I can't comprehend that at all. So like the main reason I'll never commit suicide is because I don't know what happens when we die. So I'm trying to live as long as possible as I inhale this carcinogenic smoke into my lungs, and it's like, what the fuck am I doing? I need to be but then like there's the other OCD end of the spectrum where if I'm like doing everything I possibly can in order to maintain my existence in this life, this consciousness, then I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to shut myself in a fucking hole and just have food inserted through a door to keep me alive, and then that's boring. So we got to take risks. I don't know where I'm going with all this, but it's like life is great, life is amazing, and we should like fucking embrace it and like the good and the bad. And who the fuck cares if you want to be a identify as a fucking hermaphrodite or a fucking cave dweller? I don't give a shit. as long as like you're alive and you're happy and you're not hurting anyone, it's fine. And everyone should get to do that. Amen. Salute.
Salute.
Yeah, I think you like you started on one point and you ended on a very different one. I honestly, that
was so positive. I'm so surprised to hear you even talk like
that. That's the thing that people, a lot of people think I'm a very negative person, which I can be. I'd like to think that I see the good and the bad, the negative and the positive. But I think I'm net positive overall.
I don't think you're negative. I have always thought you were really cynical, but I feel like you are getting less cynical as you age.
Yeah, we're getting closer to death.
Yeah, it was kind of like you had some hope while you were growing up Christian of like these certain things, like maybe that you were promised. And
then I was told that I was going to live forever.
Yeah, and then you hit this peak and you came down hard.
Like, oh my God, we're all going to die and we don't know what happens. Yeah. Oh, and you're dead.
Everything my parents told me is bullshit. And then...
Maybe. I mean...
I don't know. But, and then, now you're just on this, like, slow kind of... Yeah, I don't know that you're, like, here, but you're like
I will say, years ago, I discovered the term. I don't know if I came up with it, but I didn't create it, but like I considered myself, and I still do now, but years ago, even before Anna, I consider myself a hopeful cynic. I'm very hopeful.
What does that mean?
So like I can see the negative, I can see all the bullshit, and like it gets to me, like all the pain and suffering in the world is awful, and I wish I could do something about it. I try to do little things for myself, which in the grand scheme is a drop, if not less. But at the same time, it's like there's so much potential. There's so much good that I can, it doesn't make sense. Like I can hold both of those things. I'm like, I'm angry and I'm sad and I'm happy all at the same time. Like all the time. I'm so angry right now. So mad about everything. But it's like, who cares? We're all gonna die. It's fine. It's fine. Just enjoy your life. Anyway, thanks for coming to my TED Talk, as they say.
I'm so tired.
Me?
Me.
Oh, well, let's...
I feel like I fall asleep sitting up here.
Sorry about that.
Well, it's not your fault. I think I talked.
Is there a you know, all those apps where you can listen to meditation or sound to fall asleep? I should probably create my own series of rants to put you to sleep. Like, dude, stop talking. Oh, yeah. You're boring as fuck. I'm falling asleep.
It would be a great service.
That's so funny. That's hilarious.
It's bad when Diego is just saying shit like, that's so funny. That's hilarious. He's not laughing. He's just, that's hilarious. That's
funny.
That's what I always say.
Yeah, that's really funny.
Nothing's ever really funny.
No, everything is terrible.
I thought everything was fine.
Yeah, it is.
Everything is fine.
But everything was salutable.
Oh, it is. Speaking of salutes, should we do a cheers? Are we wrapping this up or what?
Yeah, I gotta go. I'm
yeah, 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 yeah. Give us a call. Thanks for listening, everybody. We're almost to 20 episodes.
What are we gonna do? We need to get an in-person.
This summer, I plan on taking trips, so I'll come down and see y'all. But y'all should also come up and see us so you can play pinball. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh,
ding,
that's
ding,
true. Ding, yeah.
Ding, ding. Yeah.
You got to do that.
Yeah. And make your sister babysit my child.
She'll do it. My mom will do it.
Totally fine.
Cool.
And the only one I'm not fully okay with is like Ezra babysitting her.
My brother is actually really good with kids.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, actually, it's crazy. Call us at 574-675-1850. I said that all already. Who cares? You'll do it if you want. Tell people about the show. Why? Don't. But do.
Yeah. Or if you would like to submit your dating profile for us to review.
Submit your dating profile. We'll fix it.
We'll absolutely fix it.
Because it's wrong.
It's gotta be. Whatever it says is wrong.
I think I tried to help Jonah.
Yeah, you did.
How'd that go?
Look at me now. I'm single.
He doubled up his sex count, so.
It's true.
You're fucking welcome.
No, it didn't last.
Well, you know what? Sex is sex. Sometimes you just gotta get that, what do they call it, low-hanging fruit.
Ooh, my fruit does hang low. Lower by the day. Cheers. All right,
cheers. Low-hanging.
Low-hanging fruit. Get it while you can, folks. It'll go bad.
It'll fall off the tree.
And then rot.